folks. It's me, and I've got Henry with me.
What? Where did that come from?
I wasn't expecting
that. Hi there, Rich.
We're doing a hidden track. More new music for you because we have built up a little bit of a backlog, so we're going to be trying to do these fairly regularly for you. I guess you're first up this week.
Okay.
Who do you want to talk about?
I'm sending us back to the 90s via 2023 with an album from Bully called Lucky For You. So Bully is the idea of Alicia Bognano, who's an artist, who's musician, engineer, producer, and she's been going since she's, what, 2015 or so? So she's working out of the States. She went to Steve Albini's place. He's got like some big studio called Electrical Audio, and she had an internship there. So if you're going to go to Steve Albini's place, you're going to probably learn quite a lot. And she's basically picked up Steve Albini style 90s hooks and riffs and created this band, which I really like. It's on Sub Pop, so it must be good.
Brilliant.
But this album is basically, how would I describe it? It's kind of classic 90s grungy pop rock. I've said a couple of times to other people that she sounds like an angry Sheryl Crow. I'm saying that as a total compliment.
It's correct. It's fair. It's a reasonable comment.
Her voice does sound like Sheryl Crow. This album sounds like she's just got a little bit more to say than Sheryl does. I love Sheryl, so that's separate. But it's a really powerful album. It's got some great songs on. If you want a throwback to all of those big grunge sounds of the 90s, give it a listen.
Yeah, it's very Americana. It's great. I really like it. I'm glad you reminded me that it existed because I've been listening to it a bit and then stopped. And so I'm going back to it because, like you, I'm a massive fan of Alanis Morissette and Sheryl Crow and all that kind of stuff. And it very much sits in that general vicinity.
Yeah, and Pitchfork gave it a 6.6, which means that ignore Pitchfork.
fuck Pitchfork. I'm fine with Pitchfork in terms of I will listen to anything they give like a 7, 7.5 upwards. I'll just listen to it.
Yeah.
But if they slate an album that I love, I'm just going to ignore them because they're being pretentious wankers.
Yeah, well, I can see why they've not really talked this up. It's kind of samey. There's nothing new here, but it's good music.
Give us a couple of tracks.
Days Move Slow was the first single I heard off it. It's the second track on the album. It's just a really good, solid pop rock song. One of my favourite songs is the next song on the album called A Wonderful Life. It's slightly slower. It kicks off with this guitar riff and these big, big drums that kick in. And it kind of steps away from that grungy style, where it's still grungy, but it's much slower and more considered. It's kind of almost heading towards stadium rock in a way. It's a bit weird. Love it. It's a really, really cool song.
It is a great track, and I love the harmonica in it.
Yeah. And then the last couple of tracks are quite interesting because they show her kind of political side. There's the final song on the album, All This Noise, is really kind of having a dig at modern America.
Okay.
There's no glory to be found. America's been burning down. Jesus won't save the polar bears or halt the melting ice. It's a kind of, you know, the whole song is basically one big outburst at the state of America. So, you know, a political song in there as well. So, yeah, definitely worth listening to. It's not going to change the world, but it's good stuff.
Sounds good. I mean, I like it. You stuck it on a WhatsApp group a while back and I've been having a listen and I like it. I think it's a good album.
Cool. Over to you. Who's your choice for the week?
So I have a band called Cloth and an album called Secret Measure. Cloth are twins Rachel and Paul Swinton from Glasgow, and I found them by randomly picking bands who were playing the Bristol Dot to Dot Festival and really fell in love with their sound. Went and saw them in Louisiana early evening, and they were just as good live as they'd sounded on the record. So yeah, I really, really love these guys.
How would you describe their sound?
I really hope that I remember to put this out after we release the XX episode, because I think Cloth have a similar lush but also minimal vibe going on, but maybe with a bit more of an indie rock thing that drifts into shoegaze at times. So they do a bit of the Wall of Sound, but there's also bits where they're very quiet, or you've got a little bit of like a guitar hum and you've got some hushed vocals and then all opens up. And I guess there's maybe a bit of a Silver Sun Pickups vibe, if you remember those guys.
They've got and I'm listening to this completely fresh as you're talking, and in the first track Secret Measure and in one of the later tracks Ladder, there's this deep bass which they put through some kind of big pedal, which is like this big fuzzy scuzzy bass, but it just, you know, they play the note and it just goes
it's
quite cool. I like it.
Yeah, and Rachel's got such an incredible voice and it's just as good live. I cannot wait to see them again. They're playing Bristol in November, so I will be at that gig.
Awesome.
But yeah, songs wise Never Know is gorgeous, wonderful harmonies from the twins, and then Ladder, which has a little bit more urgency and some brilliant stunning bass work. I love the lyric in there: where do you see yourself in the long run with those glorious intentions, big in your town, thinking that you missed out, you're always so serious.
Wow, that's a really good lyric. I
it's
like
a
that.
Really good lyric.
I can think of some people who that applies to, but yeah. Well, wow.
So yeah, that's my call this week, and I'm glad I found them because they are, I think, still very, very unknown, and I'd really love for them to get a few more listens on Spotify. So go have a listen.
I just have.
Cool. Not you, our listeners.
Yes, listen now.
All right, thanks for tuning in, folks. We will catch you next time.
Bye.